It was the spires that inspired him, he tells us. When he was a student at Wilkes, he would drive home along the Susquehanna River and catch sight of the many church steeples in Pittston as the sun was setting, and the vision never left him. John Lacuda has been leading architectural tours of churches in and around Pittston for over a decade, and it's always in connection with Riverfest in the Wyoming Valley in June. This year, the church tour is June 26th. John Lacuda stopped in to invite us to this year's tour, and he asked Matthew Schooley, president of the 44th Cemetery Association, to join us. John Lacuda.
2016 is going to be a little bit different. I have decided to branch out and explore a new territory and actually visit the churches in 44th and Swarriersville. And I was inspired to do that when I was walking along the dike. I believe it was the 4th of July of last year, and it was a Sunday. And I walked into the 44th Meeting House, and there was a docent there by the name of Nancy Lykos. And I asked if the Preservation Committee, I think the official title is the 44th Meeting House Preservation Committee, would be willing to be included in the church tour. And they approved of that. And then I decided to, besides the Meeting House, which is the oldest house of worship in the Wyoming Valley, to incorporate the three other churches in 44th, all of which have roots in the Meeting House, and then cross over into Swarriersville and explore the two churches there. One is a Roman Catholic church and one is a Byzantine Catholic church. And I'm trying to do this as, first of all, a study in contrasts, starting with the very, very simple Puritan-inspired architecture of the Meeting House, and then visiting the 44th Presbyterian Church, which grew out of the Meeting House, and then the Stella Presbyterian Church, both of which are on Wyoming Avenue. That should take us to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I know that there is going to be a concert at the Meeting House, so people could leave the tour, or they could continue on to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Roman Catholic Church, which was traditionally a church built and basically occupied by people of Slovak ancestry, but now it is the only Roman Catholic church in Swarriersville. And I want to focus on the cultural differences among the Roman Catholics who inhabited Swarriersville and how they have combined into one parish. And then I'm going to travel to the other end of Swarriersville and visit St. Michael's Byzantine Catholic Church. So it's going to be a study in contrasts between the Catholics themselves and then a study of contrast between the Catholics and the Protestants. And then after leaving St. Michael's Byzantine Rite Catholic Church, I'm going to return to 44th and visit the 44th United Methodist Church, which also has its roots in the 44th Meeting House. So it's going to be, we're going to go full circle. We're going to start with the Meeting House, and then the three churches that grew out of the Meeting House, and then we're going to cross over into Swarriersville and visit congregations that have a very long history and talk about the ethnicity of those two congregations and then talk about their spiritual and their cultural traditions. And as always, anyone can show up. It begins at 1 p.m. at the 44th Meeting House, which is 20 River Street in 44th. And except for a $2 donation, which the Meeting House Committee is asking to keep up the Meeting House since it's not an active congregation, the tour is free. I advise people to wear comfortable shoes and clothing appropriate for visiting active houses of prayer.
Matt, tell us a little bit about 44th Meeting House.
Well, the 44th Meeting House is perhaps the most historic religious structure in all of northeastern Pennsylvania. It was built in 1806, or started in 1806, in a style that would be considered a post-medieval style, early Jacobean. It is the style of the New England meeting houses that was brought over from England by the Puritans and the Separatists. So we are fortunate with the 44th Meeting House that it has not been changed at all, so that when you entered, it is exactly the way it looked in 1808 when the interior was finished, but it is a formula-style building that started in the 1650s and was just improved on. And when the Connecticut settlers came to Wyoming Valley, they were mandated by the Susquehanna Company to provide for a religious structure, which because of the Yankee-Pennamite Wars and the Revolution and the dispute over land claims between Connecticut and Pennsylvania, they did not have the opportunity to really get something going until the very beginning of the 19th century. This is the same style building that you would have had the Salem witch trials at. So you walk in it, it's an exposed beam with beaded edges and a 12-foot high pulpit, box pews. I mean, it has all the vocabulary. And most importantly, as I mentioned, it hasn't changed. And the reason why it did not change is it ceased to be used in the 1840s. So if there had been an active congregation in that church, and this church was a union church developed or built by the Methodists and the Congregationalists, if they had remained in this building, they would have updated it over time. And we do have a similar style of building in Hanover Green Cemetery that is a similar style of meeting house, but not built for another 15 years after the 40 Fort Meeting House. But it does have a current occupant, and it has been changed.
John mentioned that there will be a concert. What will be taking place?
At 3:30 on that day, we are going to have two artists from Marywood University. Anthony Fortuna, who is a student, or was, he's going off to grad school this fall, of Thomas Hines, who is a very accomplished musician from Marywood on the oboe and other instruments, and Carol Tome, who is a mezzo-soprano, and I became familiar with her through the choir at St. Stephen's Church. And I was inquiring one day with Anthony about, did anybody ever write music for voice and oboe? And he indicated, oh, yes, it's considered a fairly rare piece, but this Ralph Vaughan Williams. And then I got excited about that and asked Carol if she would be willing to do it, and she was more than willing to do it, and so we put them together, and they are working on it right now. So we're hoping it's going to be an interesting concert. It's not easy music, but, you know, music that will be extraordinary to hear.
And you said that the acoustics of the meeting house are great.
Extraordinary. They are absolutely extraordinary. The whole idea for the music series at the Meeting House took place because I had the opportunity to hear the work of Nick Driscoll on the clarinet solo in the Meeting House. He was playing with a jazz quartet from New York City at an event that was being held at the Meeting House. Everybody left the Meeting House to go get their picture taken out front, and Nick started playing, and I was the only one there and was overwhelmed by how wonderful that sound was. So it's just a unique opportunity not to see something from the early 19th century or one of the oldest structures in northeastern Pennsylvania, but it's an opportunity to have a sense of history that goes back to the Pilgrims. So it's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Matthew Schooley, president of the 40 Fort Cemetery Association, and John Lakuta speaking with us in anticipation of the 11th annual tour of historic churches in the Wyoming Valley this Sunday, June 26th. And the tour will focus on 40 Fort and Sawyersville this year, beginning at 1 o'clock at the 40 Fort Meeting House, River Street in 40 Fort. And the tour is expected to last 3 hours, concluding at the 40 Fort United Methodist Church. It is free, and there is a very small donation asked by the 40 Fort Meeting House just to help with the maintenance of the building. For more information, you may call area code 570 area code 576-296-2181, area code 570-296-2181, and for information about the 40 Fort Meeting House and the concert that afternoon at 3:30 featuring Carol Tome, mezzo-soprano, and Anthony Fortuna, oboe, with the Six Metamorphoses after Ovid by Benjamin Britten and the 10 Blake songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams. That's at 3:30 at the 40 Fort Meeting House, 40fortmeetinghouse.org, 40fortmeetinghouse.org.